Today's shir is Masechta Zochim, Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, at the words Oinim. In order to hopefully be able to understand our Gemara, a word of introduction is required. The Torah, as we have learned in our previous shir, even though we've learned that there are certain individuals may not bring a carbon, and not only may not they do the avoida, if they do the avoida, they actually disqualify the avoida. The Torah taught us about two exceptions. One is when a kohen gadol is an oinin. Again, even though we've learned that an oinin may not do the avoida, if an oinin does the avoida, he disqualifies the avoida. A kohen gadol may do the avoida when he's an oinin. And another exception, which we learned in the previous year, we actually learned in the Masechta Pesachim, is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Then, if most of the Kohanim, or most of the community is Tameh, a carbon may be brought even B'Tumah. However, as becomes clear in our Gemara, there are a number of questions that are still open. There are a number of situations that are not addressed in the Torah. And Rava, as he begins our shiur today, makes a number of assumptions. One is that we said that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, by Korban Tzibur, Tumah becomes Mutter. Says Rava that is not only, and by Korban Yochid, there is never a Heter for Tumah. Says Rava that isn't only if the Korban Yochid is being brought by a Kohen Hedjet, even by a Kohen Gadol, a Korban Yochid, there is no Heter by Tumah. On the other hand, when we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, it's not only when the Kohen Gadol who is bringing that Korban, it's even when a Kohen Hedjet is bringing the Korban. If it's a Korban Tzibur, it's Mutter. And when we say that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Avoida when he's an Oinon, not only may he do a Korban Tzibur when he's Tomei, when he's an Oinon, but he's even allowed to do a Korban Yochid when he's an Oinon. The question that Rava still has open is that Rava wants to know, when we said that a Kohen Hedjet is not allowed to do the Avoida when he's an Oinon, what does that mean? Does that mean any Korban may not be brought by Kohen Hedjet when he's an Oinon? Or is the Isser of a Kohen Hedjet to do Avoida when he's an Oinon limited to Korban Yochid? But by Korban Tzibur, Rava wants to suggest, based on a Kavah Chaymer, which is based on the three assumptions that we just said he has, the halach will be that a Kohen Hedjet who is an Oinon will be allowed to bring a Korban Tzibur. And that's where the Gemara begins. Oinon, we learned, a Kohen Hedjet who is an Oinon is possible, may not do the Avoida. On that comments Rava, Lo Shana will be Korban Yochid. Only by a Korban Yochid may a Kohen Hedjet who's an Oinon not do the Avoida. Ab a Korban Tzibur, if it's a Korban Tzibur, even though this Kohen Hedjet Rachmal Slon is an Oinon, Meratza, his Korban will be effective. Why? Because Rava makes the following Kavachoyma. Kavachoyma mituma. He makes the following Kavachoyma. Ma Tuma. If the Halach of Tuma. Shalihutra Meklala Eitz a Kohen Gadol the Korban Yochid. The Kohen Gadol could bring a carbon betumah, as can a Kohen Hedjet. But Rav is saying, only a carbon tzibur could be brought, not a carbon yachid. Hutra eitzel hedjet a carbon tzibur. But a carbon tzibur can not only be brought betumah by a Kohen Gadol, but even by a Kohen Hedjet. This clearly indicates that tumah is stricter than aninus. Aninus, Shehotri Meklala Yitzchakayin had Godel B'Kavin Yachid, so Aninus, which is weaker, because not only may Kain Godel bring a carbon when he's an Einan, not only may he bring a carbon Sibur when he's an Einan, but he may even bring a carbon Yachid when he's an Einan, Einan Din, certainly, Shehotri Yitzchakayin had you B'Kavin Sibur, certainly a Kain Hedjit who's an Einan, even though he may not bring a carbon Hedjit, may bring a carbon Sibur. But as I said, this was based, and this is going to be the challenge of Rav Bahar Loi, on certain assumptions that Rav made. Maskala Rav Bahar Loi, says Rav Bahar Loi, why are you saying that the Isser, that when the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedjit not do avoida, you're saying it's only by Karbon Yochid, not by Karbon Sibur, you should perhaps use this concept differently, says Rav Bahar Loi to Rava. Loi tota aninus etzel kain gadol b'karbon yachid mikal v'chomer. You assume, says Rav Bahar Loi to Rava, that kain gadol could do the avoida of when he's an einan, both by Karbon Sibur and by Karbon Yochid. Perhaps not. Perhaps, even though we're learning that a kain gadol is allowed to do the avoida when he's an einan, it's only by Karbon Sibur and not by Karbon Yachid. And we'll get to this conclusion with making the following Kal v'Chomer. If we have a concept of Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur, and not only may a Kohen Gadol do Avoida when Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur, but even a Kohen Hedjit may do Avoida when Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur, still, even a Kohen Gadol could only do a Karbon Sibur B'Tumah, not a Karbon Yachid, and Ninus, which is stricter, Aninus, Shloihotreitz a Kohen Hedjit B'Karbon Sibur, Aninus, which is stricter, because not only may Kohen Hedjit not do avoid of Aninus by a Karbon Yachid, they may not even do avoid of a Karbon Sibur when he's an Oinen, certainly, Ein Adin Shloihotreitz a Kohen Gadol B'Karbon Yachid, then the halacha should be that a Kohen Gadol, even though we're learning he's allowed to do the avoida when he's an oinen, it should be limited only to a Karbon Sibur, not to a Karbon Yachid. And then Rav Bahar Loi makes another Kal v'Chomer, but following Rav's logic, but a very different result. He says, "V'tot the Todma eitz a Kohen Gadol b'Karbon Yachid b'Kal v'Chomer." You, Rav said, again, we spoke about this at the beginning of our shiur, that when we say Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur, both by Kohen Hedjit and by Kohen Gadol, it's limited strictly to a Karbon Sibur, not to a Karbon Yachid. Says Rav Bahar Loi to Rava, perhaps following your logic, we should reach a conclusion that not only is Tumah Hotra B'Tzibur by Kohen Gadol, by Karbon Sibur, but even by Karbon Yachid, because we'll make the following Kal v'Chomer. Oma aninus shloi hoter etzel kohen hedjit b'karbon sibur. Aninus, which is not mutter by kohen hedjit b'karbon sibur, we are holding, as you say, Rava, hoter etzel kohen gadol b'karbon yachid. We're so lenient with aninus by kohen gadol that he may bring a carbon, not just a carbon sibur by aninus, but even a carbon yachid by aninus. So toma, which is more lenient than aninus, because toma Shohuta eats a Kohen Hedjit b'Karbon Sibur. A Kohen Hedjit can bring a Karbon Sibur b'Tumah. And a din Shohutra eats a Kohen Gadol b'Karbon Yachid. So we certainly should be lenient in allowing the Kohen Gadol, who we see such leniencies by, we allow him to bring any Karbon when he's an Einan. Certainly we should allow him to bring any Karbon, not just a Karbon Sibur, but even a Karbon Yachid b'Tumah. Furthermore, a third challenge based on your assumptions, says Rav Bahar Loi to Rava, V'loi tutur tumah etzel kohen hedjit b'karbon sibur mikal v'chomer. You've been saying that when it comes to karbon sibur, tumah hotra b'tzibur was not only said to the kohen gadol, but tumah hotra b'tzibur was even said to the kohen hedjit. Says the Gemara, perhaps no. Perhaps this halach of tumah hotra b'tzibur was only said to the Kohen Gadol, and not to the Kohen Hedjit, because we'll make the following Kal v'Chomer. If aninus that is completely mutter by kohen gadol, both by carbon tzibur and by carbon yochid, loy hutra etzel kohen hedyid b'carbon tzibur, we're very strict when it comes to a kohen hedyid and aninus, that we don't allow him to bring any carbon aninus, not a carbon tzibur, not a carbon yochid. Tumma, which is stricter, because we're not mekel b'tumma shloy hutra etzel kohen gadol b'carbon yochid, that even a kohen gadol could only bring a carbon b'tumma, a carbon tzibur, not a carbon yachid. So kohen hedyit, who was so much stricter with, and then certainly the halacha should be shloy tuta b'kohen hedyit b'carbon tzibur, we shouldn't allow kohen hedyit to bring a carbon b'tumma, even a carbon tzibur. Says the marvel v'loy tuta aninas v'tumma tumma yachid v'yachid tzibur simon. And this is just a simon to remember the various types of kabbonis and the various kalachimers that we've tried to make about them. El iklamifra chachri, says the Gemara, we could learn a kalachimer in one direction, the way Rava taught us to learn a kalachimer. Viklamema hachri, and we could learn a kalachimer differently. We don't know exactly what to learn, and therefore, kalchad v'chadatechta v'dukhti. Since we don't know which kalachimer is correct and which is incorrect, we follow what the psukim say. So therefore, the Torah tells us a kohen gadol is allowed to do avoda when he's an oinin. We say all kabbonis can be brought when he's in oinin. Similarly, when the Torah says that a kohen hedyit may not do the avoda when he's in oinin, it refers to all kabbonis. And the halacha will be that a kohen hedyit could bring no carbon when he's in oinin. Similarly, when the Torah says tumah hutra b'tzibur, it speaks only about a carbon tzibur, and therefore the halacha will be that only a carbon tzibur do we have halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur, not a carbon yachid. And furthermore, when we say tumah hutra b'tzibur, it applies both to kohen gadol and to a carbon yachid. But a carbon yachid b'tzibur, a carbon yachid b'tumma, even a kohen gadol will not be allowed to bring. Those are the conclusions we learned. One more point: the Noi de Behuda, in explaining this Gemara, says that we should not make the mistake. There's a question throughout Shas of tumma hutra b'tzibur or tumma dechuy b'tzibur. Says the Noi de Behuda, we shouldn't assume based on this Gemara that the halach is tumma hutra b'tzibur, because the same kavachaymer and the same logic that the Gemara has been applying, if we say tumma hutra b'tzibur, could be applied if we would learn tumma dechuy b'tzibur, and we would come to the exact same conclusion. And there is no reason for the Gemara, there is no reason to say that this Gemara is a raya, the tumma hutra b'tzibur versus saying tumma dechuy b'tzibur. We learned in the Mishnah that a tful yoyim, and just to again explain, who is a tful yoyim? A tful yoyim is an individual who was tamei, went to the mikveh and became tahor, and did not have yet hair shemesh. The halach is that he has to wait until night to become considered completely tahor. Such a person, we learned in the Mishnah, may not do the avoda, and if he does the avoda, he disqualifies the avoda. Furthermore, the Mefarshim, based on this Gemara, I saw from the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says, from here we see how strict the Torah was about somebody being Tamei and bringing a carbon. And as we discussed in our previous year, that Tefillah is connected Karbonos. And so that's why the minhag in Chassidish communities is that one should go to the mikveh before he davens, based on what we're learning in our Gemara, that somebody who's tamei, even if just a tful yoyim, is not allowed to do the avoda. And as we're going to learn now in the shir, not only may he not do the avoda, he actually disqualifies the avoda if he doesn't. Taisus asks the question. The Gemara begins with a tful yoyim. Manolam, how do we know that if a tful yoyim did the avoda, he disqualifies the avoda? Ask Taisus, isn't it a pasuk in the Torah The Torah says, Kim Rochetz is Basar B'mayim, somebody who's Tomei has to go to the mikvah, or Bar Shemesh for Tahor, and after he goes to the mikvah, he'll be Tahor. So it's clear that he's not Tahor until he goes to the mikvah. So Tosfos answers that what the pasuk perhaps, when it uses the words with Tahor, doesn't mean that the person becomes Tahor. The pasuk rather is referring to the day, Uvo HaShemesh V'Tahor, that the day ends, V'Tahor at the end of the day. Another way of explaining the pasuk, suggests Tosfos, why the pasuk in itself therefore won't be a raya. Kimrach B'Sar B'Mayim V'Vo HaShemesh V'Tahor is V'Tahor is not going Uvo HaShemesh, teaching us that the person is only Tahor Uvo HaShemesh after the day is over. Rather, we'll understand the pasuk Kiyim Rochetz B'Sar B'Mayim V'Tahor, that he's Tahor right after he was Rochetz B'Sar B'Mayim. He did not have to wait for Uvo HaShemesh. And actually, I was thinking that this question of how to explain this pasuk is actually connected to another question that the Achroinim discuss. The Achroinim ask, when we say that a person who's a Tfoyoyim, that we're learning now, is not allowed to do the Avodah. We know, on the other hand, that the halacha is that somebody who is a Tfoyoyim, he went to the mikveh, even though he didn't have Erev Shemesh, is already allowed to eat Ma'aseh Shehita. And therefore the question comes up, how do we treat this individual? How is this person viewed in halacha? Is he viewed as a person who's tamei, and because he's tamei, that's why he's not allowed to do the avodah? But then the question would be, if that's the way we treat him, why is he allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni? On the other hand, we could perhaps suggest that this person is tamei, just the Torah gave him a heter to eat ma'aseh sheni. So again, the question is, how do we view a tfoyoyim? Do we say that he's a person who's really tamei, just the Torah says he's allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni? Or do we view him as a person who's really tahor, just the Torah says that even though he's really tahor, and that's why he's allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni, we don't allow him, the Torah doesn't allow him yet to do the avodah. Actually, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, the son of the Rambam, brings a raya from the Sefer HaMitzvot of the Rambam to this question. Because he says the Rambam indicates two separate mitzvahs loisa say in the avodah of doing the avodah for somebody who's tamei. The Rambam says there's one mitzvah loisa say for somebody who's tamei not to do the avodah, and there's another mitzvah loisa say for somebody who's a tfoyoyim not to do the avodah. If a tfoyoyim is considered to be tamei, why would the Rambam have to have a separate mitzvah loisa say? Clearly, it seems that the Rambam is of the opinion that a tfoyoyim is really not tamei. And therefore, since he's really not tamei, he's not included in the category of someone who's tamei and may not do the avodah. There's a new category, somebody to tefuyoyim, who halachically is really considered tahor, but this has a separate din, a special din, they may not do the avodah. Actually, perhaps, the way we understand the pasuk, uvo HaShemesh V'Tahor, will help us understand this question. If we say that the pasuk uvo HaShemesh V'Tahor means that only uvo HaShemesh, only when the sun goes down, V'Tahor, is this person Tahor. So that means until then, not like Rabbeinu Avraham in the Rambam, until then he's really Tamei. But if we explain Uvo HaShemesh V'Tahor, that the person of Tahor is already Tahor as soon as he went to the mikvah, there's a separate halacha Uvo HaShemesh. We have to wait for the sun to come down, and then when the sun will come down, he'll be allowed to do the avodah. But V'Tahor, he's already Tahor after he went to the mikvah. It'll be a raya to the way to Rambam. But again, ask the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah Tfoyoyim, somebody's a Tfoyoyim is not allowed to do the avodah, and if he does the avodah, he disqualifies the avodah. Ask the Rambam, how do we know this thing? Answers the Gemara, the Tanya. From Samai Omer, Remez L'Tfoyoyim Shem Avat Chila Minayim. How do we know that the Tfoyoyim did the avodah, that he makes the avodah, that if he does the avodah, he disqualifies the avodah? And the Mefarshim point out that even though the Gemara is using the word remez, it's not to be understood that the Gemara by using the word remez means to say that this is not a din d'oraisa. That even though the word remez is being used, certainly the din that a tefillah yoyim is not allowed to do the avodah is a full-fledged din d'oraisa. Perhaps the reason the Gemara is using the word remez goes back to what we discussed a moment ago, that since the pasuk that we're describing is so ambiguous, we don't know how to define the pasuk, so that's why the Gemara uses the word remez to show that we have to figure out how to understand the pasuk. It says the Gemara, Tam Olam Kedoshim Yu V'lo Yichalu. The pasuk says, Kedoshim Yu L'Alakeyev V'lo Yichalu Shem Alakeyev Kes Isha Shem Lechem Alakeyev Yem Akrivim V'yu Kodesh. So the pasuk is saying that there's somebody who does the avoider, and by doing the avoider, disqualifies the avoider. Says the Gemara, Imein Inyo L'Tamit Parshup Shat. We would say that the pasuk is talking about somebody who's tamid. But we already learned in the previous year the Nafak Miyanazru, that that pasuk teaches us that someone who's tamid may not do the avoider. So it must be Tanei Inyo L'Tfilyoyim that the pasuk is teaching us that a Tfilyoyim may not do the avoider. Ask the Gemara, why are we saying that this pasuk, which is clearly indicating that somebody besides tamei is not allowed to do the avodah, maybe is referring to tefillah. Ask the Gemara. Maybe the pasuk is referring to it's talking about somebody who makes a bald spot in his head and mourning for a relative, or lebashkos pazaket. The Torah says that someone is not allowed to cut off the payas with a razor, and perhaps, and since these lavim are indicated in the pasuk right before the pasuk that we just read, it would make sense that perhaps the Torah is speaking about these individuals, that a kohen who made a bald spot, or a kohen who cut his beard with a razor, is possible to do the avodah. And the Rishonim point out that even though these isurim that we just mentioned are not isurim that apply strictly to a kohen, they apply even to Yisrael, we would say that a kohen who profaned himself by violating these lavim becomes disqualified from doing the avodah. And furthermore, I saw for Rav Aaron Leib's statement in the Sefer Yalef HaShachar, so how long would it be possible? A tefillah we know is possible until the day is over. How long would such a person be possible? So he says he would be disqualified from doing the avodah as long as we could still recognize what it did. That means until his beard grew back, or until the hair grew back, he would be disqualified from the avodah. Answers the Gemara. Tefillah dim avod b'misa minola. How do we know that a tefillah did avodah when he's a tefillah? His chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Says the Gemara, the gomer chil mi avodah. There's exact b'tshuma, there's exeris shava. The Torah uses the word chilul by tshuma, and the Torah, which the Torah uses the words shamas mishmarti v'lo yusul of chet umeisuba ki chalalua, and the Torah uses the word chilul regarding a tefillah. So v'lo yichal, because the pasuk says v'lo yichalu shem elokeyem, the possible tshuma meichel avoida, the light possible tshuma loy meichel avoida. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. Since we have a gzeres shava between tefillahim and truma, that teaches us that someone who's a tefillahim, if he eats truma, is chai misa b'dei shemayim, and makes all the sense in the world to say that the pasuk here, the pasuk is also, when it says that he does the avoider, he disqualifies the avoider, is referring to the same individual. Who is that individual? The person who's a tefillahim. Because a person who made a bald spot in his head, or a person who cut his face with a razor, is not chay misav de shemayim, is not also from eating truma, specifically, if he's a kohen. The Ravid asks a question. Here we're learning that there's a special iser for a tefillahim to do the avoider, and disqualifies the avoider. And he'll be chay misav de shemayim if he does so. He'll be chayv chorus if he does so. Ask the Ravid, but the halach is that a tful yoim who enters the Beis HaMikdash is chayv misa b'dei shemayim, is chayv chorus. Again, for entering the Beis HaMikdash when he's a tful yoim, he's chayiv koris. For doing the avoida when it's a tefil yoyim, he's chayiv misav de shemayim. And therefore, as the Ravid, as soon as this person entered the base of Migdosh, he's chayiv koris. So what's the point of teaching us a new iser that he's chayiv misav de shemayim for doing the avoida when it's a tefil yoyim? So the Ravid answers that we're referring to a case that the tefil yoyim used a long stick to stoke the Amram on the Mizbeach, so he was able to do the Avoida without entering the Azara. The Rikorkis says there's a case where the Tefil Yoyim enters the Azara not through the normal way of entry. He comes in through a window rather than through a door. And the halacha is that a Tame is Chayiv Koris only if he enters the Azara through a door. Tosfos in Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin says it's referring to a case where somebody didn't know that a Tefil Yoyim is not allowed to enter the Azara, but he did know that a Tefil Yoyim is not allowed to do the Avoida. So therefore, only be Chayiv Misab De Shemayim for performing the Avoida, but he won't be Chayiv Koris for entering the Azara, because for that he's a Shogeg. Amar Rabba. So Rabba makes the following comment. Why did the Torah have to have three separate psukim that Tomei, a Tfoyoyim, and Mechusu Kippurim is a person, a Zov, a Metzaira, who the Torah considers Tomei, and besides going through his purification process, he has to bring Kabbonis at the end of his purification process. Until he brings those Kabbonis, he's considered Mechusu Kippurim. And the halacha is that he too may not do the avoida, and if he does the avoida, he disqualifies it. And ask the Gemara, why do you have to have all psukim for all three? And as Rashi points out, that even though the Gemara seems to be saying, why do we need psukim for all three, it was never the Gemara's question that we shouldn't need a pasuk for tamei. Because as Rashi explains, if we only had one pasuk to say that a person is disqualified, we would attribute that pasuk to a tamei, who's the highest level of tuma amongst the various individuals we're discussing, and we'll say that only a tamei, who's the highest level of tuma, is disqualified. We wouldn't know the halacha of a mechusu kippurim and a tefil yoyim. The question is, why do we need pasuk separately? Explains Rashi for mechusu kippurim and a tefil yoyim, and the Gemara explains itself. Tamei tzrichi dikas rechban a tamei. If the Torah had only written a pasuk that a tamei disqualifies the avoda, we would say shekema tama. Tuma has this chumra, as we have learned and will learn, that tuma gets transmitted further. So we could understand why a tamei disqualifies the avoda. But tefil yoyim, if the Torah wrote the pasuk by tefil yoyim, mechusu kippurim loyasminei, we could not learn the halacha of mechusu kippurim from a tefil yoyim. Shekema possible truma. A tefil yoyim may not eat truma. A mechusu kippurim may eat truma. If the Torah said the halacha by mechusu kippurim, tefil yoyim las minei, we cannot learn the halacha of a tefil yoyim from mechusu kippurim. Shem mechusu ma'isa. A mechusu kippurim, as we said a moment ago, still has to do something. He has to bring the carbon. A mechusu tefil yoyim need not do anything. All he has to do is wait for Harav Shemesh, and therefore we can't learn the halacha of a tefil yoyim from mechusu kippurim. Says the Gemara Mechadalasi. Indeed, we've proven that we can't learn the halacha of a tefil yoyim from either one of these individuals by himself. But ask the Gemara Teisichad Matarti, why do we need to have all three psukim? Perhaps it's enough to have just one pasuk, and we'll be able to learn the halacha of the others from that one. Ask the Gemara Behelei Lifta Rechmana, which one would be the one, ask the Gemara, that you'd want to delete? Loi Lifta Mechusuk Purim. Should you suggest that the Torah shouldn't write the parasha of Mechusu Kippurim, but Teisi Mahanach, and we should learn Mechusu Kippurim from a Tefil Yoyim and a Tamei? We couldn't do that. Mala Hanach, she came soon to Truma. A Mechusu Kippurim, a Tefil Yoyim and a Tamei both have the Chumrah that they may not eat Truma. A Mechusu Kippurim may eat Truma, and therefore we would not be able to learn a Mechusu Kippurim even from a combination of Tefil Yoyim and Tamei. Rather, suggest the Gemara, Elo Lichta Rechman B'Tefil Yoyim, the Torah should have skipped telling us this parasha of Tefil Yoyim. The Teis Mahanach, and when she learned the halacha of a tefil yoyim from a tamei and a mechusa kapurim. The my pracht, because what would be your question? Mal hanach she came mechusar ma'isa. A tamei has to go through the tara process, mikvah, or whatever, and a mechusa kapurim has to go still bring a carbon. Soif soif klish le tamosan. At the end of the day, a mechusa kapurim is a lower level tuma than a tefil yoyim. And a mechusa kapurim is a lower level tuma than a tefil yoyim. Therefore, this question, therefore, we should certainly be able to learn the halacha of a tefil yoyim from a combination of a tamei and a mechusa kapurim. So the Shita Mekubetzes asks the obvious question. Now the Gemara is saying the fact that a mechusa kapurim has a chumrah, that he still has to bring a carbon, which doesn't apply by a tefil yoyim, is not considered a chumrah. A moment ago, when the Gemara asked, we should learn the halacha of a tefil yoyim from a mechusa kapurim, the Gemara said, you can't learn the halacha of a tefil yoyim from a mechusa kapurim, she mekhem mechusa maisa. A tefil yoyim, a mechusa kapurim still has to bring a carbon, a tefil yoyim doesn't need to do anything. So what's happening in this Gemara? So the Shita Mekubetzes, as I said, struggles with this question. All the Rishonim struggle with this question. But they say as follows. In the previous Gemara, the Gemara was comparing a tefil yoyim to mechusa kapurim. And each has chumras, and each has kulas. And the Gemara said, the fact that the mechusa kapurim has a chumrah, that it still has, he still has to bring a carbon, whereas a tefil yoyim doesn't have to do anything, is clearly a reason why you can't learn a tefil yoyim mechusa kapurim. The point of our Gemara, however, is not to speak about, to look at it in that way. The point of the Gemara is to look at it this way. We want to learn a tefil yoyim from a tamei. Says the Gemara, you can't learn a tefil yoyim from a tamei, because a tamei is a higher level of tumah, which prevents us to learning the halach of a tefil yoyim from a tamei. Says the Gemara, the fact that it's a higher level of tumah is obviously irrelevant. Why is it obviously irrelevant? Because a mechusa kapurim, who's a lower level of tumah than a tefil yoyim, also invalidates the avodah. So if the factor is strict, if the factor in the tamei is the fact that he's a higher level of tumah, then why would it, and a tefil yoyim is a lower level of tumah, then a mechusa kapurim, certainly who's even lower than a tefil yoyim, should not invalidate the avodah. If the Torah does say that a mechusa kapurim invalidates the avodah, even though his tak is still missing a maisa that he has to bring his kabbonis, and even though the tamei is still missing a maisa that he has to go to the mikvah, but we see that that's irrelevant, because the maisa, the act that they require to do, are very different acts. This is going to the mikvah, this is bringing a carbon, and mechusa kapurim, the Gemara is arguing at this point, is the lowest level of tumah. Therefore, the act that he has to bring is not relevant to what we're discussing at this point. Answers the Gemara, as we just explained, the entire basis of what we're saying is because we're understanding that the mechusa kapurim is the lowest level of tumah, lower than a tefil yoyim. Says the Gemara, that isn't true. Ksavar mechusa kapurim dezav kezav dami. The Gemara at this point holds that a person who was a zav, and as we explained earlier, a zav has to go through Zayin Nekiyim. Once a person becomes a full-fledged zav, he has to have Zayin Nekiyim 7 days where he's completely clean. And then he goes to the mikvah. And then he has to bring certain kabbonis. Says the Gemara, at this point, the Gemara says that somebody who's a mechusa kapurim zav is treated like a full-fledged zav. Regarding what halacha does that mean? So we try and say it's regarding a number of areas in halacha. Rashi says, the halacha is that if a zav touches something, he makes it tamei, he makes it a rishon, if the zav touches it. Says the Gemara, the same halacha will be regarding a mechusa kapurim. That a mechusa kapurim of a zav, if he touches something, it will be a rishon l'tumah. And if it's kachim, that kachim will have the ability to spread tumah even further. Furthermore, if a mechusa kapurim ate kachim, according to Rashi, he'll be chayiv nisa. Taisus doesn't seem to agree. Taisa doesn't say that he would consider him so tame that it'd be chayiv nisa. Another nafkamina the Rishonim say is going back to something that we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, that a Karm Pesach and most of Klal Yisrael are tame, or most Kohanim are tame, may be brought. We don't have to push it off to Pesach Sheni. We could bring it on Pesach Rishon. The halacha is, when we speak about people being tame, most of Klal Yisrael being tame, we speak about people who are tame meis. So we have people who are tame meis, and we have people who are tahar. But people who are tame because of ziva are not included in that group. And the Gemara is saying that a tame zav, is considered like a zav, that he's not included in the camp. Or, as the Rishonim go on to say, the halacha is that if a carbon pesach was brought to tuma, because most of the people were tame, the people who are tame will be allowed to eat the carbon pesach. Say the Rishonim, but a zav, the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, won't be allowed to eat from that carbon pesach, and the mechusuk parm of a zav will have the same din of a zav, and even that carbon pesach he will not be allowed to eat. Suggest the Gemara that so in other words, what the Gemara is saying is, we wanted to suggest that the Torah shouldn't have said the parsha of Tful Yoy, and we could have learned it from a combination of Mechusu Kippurim and Tamei. We couldn't have learned it that way, because the premise of such a limud would be that a Mechusu Kippurim is a lower level of Tumah than a Tful Yoy, when actually we're learning that a Mechusu Kippurim Azov is a higher level of Tful Yoy, because Mechusu Kippurim Azov is considered halachically completely like Azov. Suggest the Gemara, if a mechusuk kapurim of a zav is considered like a zav, says the Gemara, is actually tanoi, he's a machlokas tanoi. The Tanya, the Torah teaches us regarding the parah aduma. Sarfa einan a mechusuk kapurim, if either an einan or mechusuk kapurim did the act of sreifa of the parah aduma, the halacha is that kshera, the carbon the avoid is kosher. Yosef Bavli Omer. Yosef Bavli, however, says, Einan, if an Einan did the Avodah, it's kosher. And Mechusuk Kippurim did the Avodah, it's psula. My love, what is the Machlokes based on? Ma'asava, Mechusuk Kippurim Gazav, Kazav Dami. Then Mechusuk Kippurim is considered like a Zav. And therefore, since the Avodah of the Parah Aduma must be done by somebody who's tar, a mechusuk kippurim zav is considered like a zav. He's considered somebody tamei, and therefore he's not allowed to do any part of the avoid of the parah aduma. Umasavar lav kazav dami, where the Tanakhama holds that a mechusuk kippurim is not like a zav, and since he's not like a zav, the halacha is he's allowed to do the avoid of the parah aduma. Says the Gemara, loy, not necessarily. It could well be the Kul Amuk Azov Dami, that everybody agrees that a Mechusuk Kippurim has the din of Azov. What is the Machlaikis over? The Machlaikis is regarding a different question altogether. V'hiza Tar. The Torah says that who should do the sprinkling of the Paraduma mixture? Somebody who's Tar. But as the Gemara points out in Masechta Yevamos, the Pasuk already says that it should be done by a tar person. The Pasuk already says, V'lokach ezav, v'tovah mayim ish tar v'hiza. So, why does the Torah say, again, the words ha-tar? To teach us, mechlal shu tameh, that we're referring to somebody that is not completely tar. What is this teaching us? Limit atfil yoyim shekosher para. The person is technically tar, but he's not completely tar. Why is he not completely tar? Because he's still a tful yoyim. And the Torah is teaching us that a tful yoyim is allowed to do the avoida of the parah aduma. And as the Gemara says, now that we've established through this drasha that a tful yoyim is allowed to do the avoida of a parah aduma, they were makbid, they insisted that such a person should do the avoida. The reason being, because the parah aduma, the tzedakim, who don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, obviously did not follow this drasha. And kidei lahotzi milivan shel tzedakim, to show that we disagreed with the tzedakim, they went out of their way to use specifically a person who was a tful yoyim. On the other hand, the Gemara and the Mishnah say, because they had this leniency that they used a person who was a Tfilyoy to show that this was the only leniency that they were following, they were very careful in not allowing, they were very careful in all other aspects of the Tahara of a Parah Aduma. But back to our Gemara. Ma'asavah, the Tanakhama holds, that says that Tfilyoyim is allowed to do the Avodah of the Parah Aduma. And as we just said, not only allowed to, we actually want such a person to do the Avodah. Tum de Kol Torah Kula. Any person who's a Tfilyoyim, even if a Tfilyoyim of a Zav, would be allowed to do the Avodah of the Parah Aduma. Ma'asavah, however, Yosef HaBavli, on the other hand, holds Tuma Dach Parasha. What is that parasha speaking about? Parasha is talking about a Tumay Meis. Because when do we have to sprinkle the Parah Aduma ashes on somebody who is a Tumay Meis? Hilka. And therefore, he argues that when the Torah is lenient and teaching us that a Tfilyoyim is allowed to do the Avodah, it's talking about a Tfilyoyim of a Meis. However, it goes on, Yosef HaBavli to say, Onan Tfilyoyim the Tfish Sheretz, if somebody's a Onan, or somebody's a Tfilyoyim of a Tamei Sheretz, the Kili, who's even more, who's less than a Tfilyoyim. An Onan, because an Onan is not Tamei at all. A Tfilyoyim the Sheretz, because the Halach is that somebody who became Tamei Meis has to go through this whole Parah Aduma procedure. Somebody who became Tamei with a Sheretz just goes to the Mikvah, and he's fine. Also, a Kavachomer Tfilyoyim the Meis, we can learn with a Kavachomer from a Tfilyoyim the Meis, that if what Torah is teaching us, that a Tfilyoyim the Meis is allowed to do the Avodah of the Parah Aduma, certainly an Oinen or a Tfilyoyim the Sheretz may. Av Mechusa Kapurim Dezov, the Mechusa Kapurim Dezov, the Chomer, that he's more, that he's stricter, won't have that rule, and he will not be allowed to do the Avodah of the Parah Aduma. Ask the Gemara, implied in the Gemara's a question, why is a Tamei Meis, why is a Tfilyoyim the Zav considered stricter, considered more Tamei than a Tfilyoyim the Meis? She came Tumei Yotzulah Megufoy Loi. Because he's a Tamei that the Tumei was in his body, the Zav is an emission of the body. Tamei Meis is from an external force that he exposed himself to Tumei of a mess, and therefore was stricter with a Tfilyoyim of a Zav than we are with a Tfilyoyim of a Meis. Mefarshim actually point out that the Gemara could have said this teretz differently. That we have a concept of that now at this point, the Gemara is saying that everybody agrees that Tfilyoyim the Zav is Kazav. But there is no halacha that a Tfilyoyim the Meis is Kameis. So when the Gemara now is seeking how is a Zav more chomer than a Meis, the Gemara could have said, because a Tfilyoyim the Zav is Kazav, and a Tfilyoyim the Meis is not Kameis. Why did the Gemara introduce this new concept, Shekein Tuma Yotzala Megufay? Explain the Mefarshim that that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. We're establishing now a rule that Tfilyoyim the Zav is Kazav, but Tfilyoyim the Meis is not Kameis. And the question is, why indeed do we say that Tfilyoyim the Zav is Kazav, but we don't say Tfilyoyim Kameis is Kameis? The answer is, because Tfilyoyim the Zav is a Tuma Yotzala Megufay. So since it's Tuma Yotzala Megufay, that's why Torah said that not only is a Zav Tamei, but even the Tfilyoyim of a Zav. Whereas Tuma Smeis is not a Tuma that Yotzala Megufay, and since it's not a Tuma that Yotzala Megufay, therefore Chazal did not say that Tuma, that Tfilyoyim the Tamei Meis should be considered Ketamei Meis.